This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I'm getting all my research, I want to be upfront about this, from Snopes.com, which Amanda always laughs about because I've been talking about it for a year. But
it's your favorite website ever.
It is.
If you don't believe something I'm saying, you're like, I'm going to go check that on Snopes.
Because this is all they do. They debunk or sometimes prove things to be true. Or sometimes there's a grain of truth. And then, of course, people embellish a story to make it better. So here we go. Three more in regards to COVID-19. Number one, you probably saw this meme on Facebook. It shows a railroad tank car with the word COVID-19 stenciled on its side.
That went around a few weeks ago.
Yeah, as if it were carrying a load of the disease-causing virus.
Right.
Well, railroad cars do have designations on their side featuring letters and numbers, but this one has already been proven to be a doctored photo. So it's not true. You probably saw this one too. Lots of folks on Facebook are sharing what they claimed was a prediction of the pandemic made back in 1551 by 16th century astrologer Nostradamus. Let me read you what he allegedly wrote, Amanda. And I will substitute the word he used and then I'll fill in the word as it applies today. There will be a twin year, 2020, from which will arise a queen, which is another name for a corona, who will come from the east, China, and who will spread a plague, well, that's explanatory, in the darkness of night on a country with seven hills, which would be Italy, and will transform the twilight of men into dust, death. To destroy and ruin the world, it will be the end of the world economy as you know it, end quote.
Wow.
Yes. The problem here is Nostradamus wrote a lot of stuff so general that with the help of a little imagination, you could claim that he's predicted every important event since the 1600s. But this particular prediction could not be found in any of his writings. All right. The final one. It's called COVID-19 because it is the 19th Chinese-originated viral infectious disease. And it sounds logical, but not true.
Oh, so today they're all false?
Yeah, they are today. The CO, by the way, so you'll know, the CO in COVID is for corona. The VI is for viral. The D, of course, is for disease. And the 19, it should be apparent what that is for. 2019, that's when it was first breaking out in China.